Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant is joining us this morning. First things first, morning, Terry. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well today. Better today than yesterday, that's for sure.
Well, yesterday seemed to be a hurry-up-and-wait scenario for members of the House.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. We went into session at 9, or was supposed to, at 9, kind of dragged out for a while. The leaders were meeting for like 2 hours, and we actually started session at about 11, and then we sat there until about 4 yesterday, did a little bit of business, and then adjourned for the day.
What business was done yesterday?
In the leaders' meetings, it looks like they've hammered out a deal on 4 bills. One would fund pre-K through 12 for the entire year, would also fund IDOT for the full year, give us a 6-month budget. There are about 4 bills coming to us today. That's the gist of the human services. So we would have a bill for human services, and looks like we're going to get the opportunity to vote on those today. They've got to go through committee still this morning.
All right. When I look down this list, the thing that I see missing is higher ed.
No, there is a higher ed component in there.
Okay.
Have not seen any of the bills yet this morning. They were still drafting them last night. There was supposed to be a committee meeting at 6 last night, and then the committee was going to meet again at 8 o'clock this morning. They didn't get all of the bills completely drafted last night. So at the time that I went to bed last night, the scheduled meeting for the committee was at 8 o'clock this morning.
All right, so pre-K through 12, IDOT, mm-hmm. Human mm-hmm. Services, Health Services, and Higher Education. But that's the lump, and we're talking about 6 months?
We're talking about a full year for K through 12, a full year for IDOT. The budget is a 6-month deal, and it has human services in it that does not have a consent decree, and that would be some funding for last year as well as going into this next year. So that's a 6-month budget.
There was one part that members of higher education brought up to me. He says, look, there was no MAP funding. Now, when I looked at the governor's statement that he issued, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, mm-hmm. he specifically said he had a plan for MAP funding in this as well. At least that was on his statement. The legislation often differs. Is there something when it comes to MAP grants?
Yeah, I understand that there is. The bill that the governor filed day before yesterday, I think, is probably the one that maybe President Dunn was and some of the other hold on 1 second.
Yeah. That's vibrant.
I had an alarm set so I wouldn't miss the show this morning.
That's
and
right.
It went off.
I understand.
I think that was the bill maybe that the presidents were talking about, but as things got hashed through yesterday, I believe that those components were added in. But as I said, I haven't gotten to see the full measure of the bill yet. We can talk a little bit maybe about the $250 million for poverty grants as well. That's a component of K through 12, if you like.
I mean, we run one of the stories we're running this morning talks about the pressure being on. And I saw in a published mm-hmm. report yesterday that John A. Logan College says at the end of the fiscal year, they've only got operating costs for about 2.5 months. You've got other schools that came out on a list this week that literally say if they go into session, they've got enough money to go like 6 days. I mean, we see ourselves on this pivotal edge, but this is where we rest today. And there have been some hopeful notes coming out of, the governor's office and that private meetings, those private meetings that were held yesterday. But my thought is here, Terry, if maybe we're only talking about 6 months, maybe not. But if we're talking about any length of time and the amount of money we're behind and the stack of bills that we have, is one of those conversations behind those closed doors, revenue enhancement, and more taxes?
I think there probably is some conversation about it. However, when we were 3 days ago, we were talking about the Democrat side of the aisle asking for a $700 million bailout of the Chicago public school system. And, here we stand this morning, kind of poised to vote on a bill later today that doesn't have that $700 million in there. There is a $250 million poverty grant that'll be a part of this, with the Chicago Public Schools getting about 45% of it. But, you know, the rest of the state then also gets a piece of those of the poverty grants. So a lot of things can change between now and the end of that 6 months. I had dinner last night with two of the ladies that have been on those working groups, and they believe that conversations will begin probably before the end of August on the next six-month component to that. And they were very positive with how everyone worked together to get to this point over the last few weeks.
You know, the Senate, according to an Associated Press story, had a $750 million piece of legislation for schools that included $286 million for Chicago schools. Chicago schools, the term bailout, this seems to be one of the singular items. You referenced it a couple of moments ago, the major, one of the major stumbling blocks to getting something accomplished when it comes to education funding.
Yeah, well, you can't, you know, a few weeks ago when they were talking about $700 million extra for CPS, you know, why do they get to have some kind of special deal while the rest of us in the state are drowning, especially our region? So that was, you know, that really was part of the sticking point was, look, we're, you know, we're willing to, any place where there's poverty for kids, we're willing to help. But, you know, just because our kids live in a more rural area in, you know, than Chicago doesn't mean that we don't have kids who are hungry, doesn't mean that we don't have kids who are living in, you know, extreme poverty. So we all need to have a little bit of help in those areas. And we don't, you know, we don't want schools in Chicago closing, but good grief, you know, they don't get to always have a special deal.
You know, one of the items that you personally have been dealing with was home health care workers who have been appealing to you. As a matter of fact, had a rally back in about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, where the workers and consumers are calling on you to immediately sign bills that make up the Invest in Illinois package that passed the General Assembly, ensuring $15 minimum wage. They literally had a informational protest, we'll call it, in front of the Jackson County Courthouse. This is one of the items that they're specifically appealing to you for, is this assistance.
Well, that's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, because I think they did have some kind of rally, but they never contacted me. So I didn't even know that they had the rally until after. So I think, you know, I understand what you're saying about their appeal. But again, it was raising minimum wage to $15 an hour, and that I'm not going to support that. So, you know, this part of this deal that we're going to look at today has spending for social service organizations, and that's what we've really been fighting for. Make sure that our schools open on time. Make sure that social service organizations like Teen Reach and so on are funded so they can keep their doors open, make sure that our senior citizens are taken care of. Those are important parts of what we do here in Springfield, and I think we're going to get that done today.
All right, so today, the clock is ticking. The fiscal year, new fiscal year, starts tomorrow. Illinois is the only one that's gone an entire year without any budget. What is your expectation, your realistic expectation? Not that it'll necessarily make you happy, but what will be make you satisfied at the end of this day and tonight at midnight?
Well, that we get our schools open on time in the fall, that they're funded for the full year, that we get some much-needed revenue to our higher education, especially SIU and our community colleges, and that we keep our roads and bridge projects going throughout the next year. So this will also have money for other agencies, correctional facilities, and which means money will go to municipalities, making sure that those water bills and electric bills that some small towns have been carrying get paid.
All right, those
vendors.
So by
the end of the day, those are the things we want to have done.
Yeah, those vendors, and it's so easy to forget that. But you know, when a town's owed $180,000 for water or $1.2 million for water in their small districts, you understand where that need comes from. Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant, Terry, thanks for your time. Can you hold tight for just a second, ma'am?
Sure,
7:30 News Radio WJPF.